On Capitol Hill, the Senate is about to head into its third week of a wide-ranging debate about prescription drug prices and coverage. Last month, the House passed a bill to add drug coverage to the Medicare program, so now the Senate is under increasing pressure to match that. With us to discuss what the Senate has and hasn't done is NPR health policy reporter Julie Rovner. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Joe.
So it seemed the biggest news of last week was something the Senate didn't do, agree on a way to add a drug benefit to the Medicare program. So is this the end of Medicare drug benefits for seniors in the Senate?
No, actually, it's the beginning. The way the debate is structured is that any Medicare drug proposal had to get 60 votes, and there were three different bills, and they all needed to prove to themselves that they didn't have 60 votes. Indeed, none of them did. Only now have negotiations really gotten very serious about trying to come up with a plan.
So what kind of plan are they talking about? Is there really one in the works?
Well, there are a couple in the works. Right now, what we really have is a race to 60 votes. Whoever gets to 60 votes first wins. The Democrats are really trying to put together coalitions that would get them, basically 10 Republicans, to get them to 60 votes. There's two competing ideas. One is an idea that would be sort of a minimalist plan. It would help seniors with very low incomes and other seniors with very high drug costs. It wouldn't basically help anybody in between. There's another group of Democrats who are trying to sort of merge two of the plans that didn't get 60 votes last week. One of the Democratic plan would have the benefit provided largely by the government. The bipartisan or tripartisan plan, as it was called, would have the benefit provided by private insurers. What they're trying to do is come up with a compromise that would have private insurers do some of it and the government do some of it. And they're also trying to find a compromise it'll get them 60 votes.
And is it mostly the Republicans that have to be brought on board because the Democrats are solid and behind one or another of these options?
Well, no, now we have the Democrats who are split, but there probably aren't 50 Republicans who are for anything that the Democrats will vote for. I think whichever of these two approaches can get 10 Republicans first is probably the one that's going to prevail.
So what happens if they can't come to a compromise? Does that mean the Senate won't pass any prescription drug bill?
Well, no. Actually, that's what's interesting about this debate is that all of these Medicare proposals are actually amendments to an underlying bill that would affect drug prices for everyone, not just for people on Medicare. The base bill that's on the Senate floor right now would make it easier for generic copies of drugs to get to market. The Congressional Budget Office has estimated that that would save $60 billion in drug prices over the next 10 years. The Senate's also added a number of amendments to that bill as this debate has gone on for the last 2 weeks. One would make it easier for people to bring back drugs from Canada, where prices are lower, although there are some complications with that. Another amendment would make it easier for states to take discounts that drug makers have to give them for the Medicaid program for the poor. They would let the states extend those discounts to people who aren't eligible for Medicaid. So there are really several other ways that they are looking at bringing down drug prices for everyone, not just for people on Medicare.
The Senate's not going to have time to finish this before people head home for this August recess. There's elections coming up. Is this really something that can happen in an election year?
Well, the Senate insists that they will pass it before they leave for recess next week. Now, they've got five or six other big things that they're trying to do. But Senate Majority Leader Daschle has said persistently all week that he will keep this bill on the floor until they get it finished.
Has the White House given any indication at all whether any of these ideas is acceptable to the president?
Well, the White House has actually come out in opposition to the generic drug bill. They said that it wouldn't save money. That's obviously at odds with what the Congressional Budget Office has said. The White House preferred some of the Republican plans that didn't prevail. Obviously, there is no compromise yet, so we're not sure what the White House will think of any compromise that could yet emerge. But this is a big issue. The House has already passed a bill. The Senate is intent on passing a bill. The White House would like to have a bill. This is something everybody wants.
Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Joe.
NPR health policy reporter Julie Rovner.